I hit puberty and the first whiff of omega pheromone was noticed by my mom. Not 2 days later, I was registered with the Omega Council, tracked, and monitored until I was ready to be assigned at the compatibility ceremony. "I can't wait to be knotted for the first time," I hear an Omega say, voice breathy and exhilarated. I am even more out of place with these women when I don't join in the chorus of agreement she receives. Omega desire fills the room, and I swallow a few times, breathing through my teeth to keep from sucking in too much of their scents. My pheromones have yet to hit their full intensity since I haven't gone through my first heat, but it's coming. It's only 3 weeks away. Every night that passes, I feel a quiver in my stomach, a lusting that's hard to deny. About a month ago, the Omega Council sent me a pretty little envelope requesting, read as demanding, I log on to their website and take my compatibility test. A lame set of 90 questions meant to determine which pack I'm best fit for. In about 5 minutes, I'll be paraded out on stage and they'll put on a show for the alpha-filled audience. My matched pack will be named and I'll be mated. My entire body revolts at the thought. I jump out of my chair, startling the women next to me. I can control what happens. I don't have to go through with this.
"Are you okay?"
she asks, face lining with worry. "No. No, I'm not fine, and you should be freaking out too. They're going to give you to a pack, and you have no say. What if you hate them?" I don't say any of that, though. I learned a long time ago that other Omegas won't listen to reason. They've been brainwashed to think this is the dream, this is normal, this is the only way. I'm the crazy one for questioning things. "I'm fine," I say instead before turning and making a run for it.
"Where are you going?"
another asks, stepping out of my way to avoid being run over. I ignore her and burst into the hallway, thankful none of the production crew is in sight. With quick steps, I head to the exit. If I leave, they'll only bring me back next month for the next round of assignments. But that's at least 30 days of freedom. A door opens directly in front of me and a guy walks out. We crash into each other and his scent wraps around me. A beta. A plan forms in my mind. It's probably the worst idea I've ever had, but being assigned is worse than the consequences of what I'm about to do.
"Sorry,"
he says, glancing over my tight white dress, gaze lingering on my legs. Men. So fucking typical, but so fucking fortunate. "Come here," I say, grabbing his shirt and opening a door on the opposite side of the hall. A supply closet. Not ideal, but good enough.
"What?"
"Shut up and take your clothes off." I tuck us inside the small room and hike the skirt of my dress up, yanking off my thong. His face fills with shock.
"Jesus, you're serious?"
"Dead serious. Are you going to fuck me, or do I have to do it myself?" Omegas aren't meant to be mouthy. You sit down, shut up, and do as you're told. I shove that nasty memory aside and grab his pants. He helps me get him out of them, dick already hard by the time we finish. Without much preparation, he drives into me.
"Fuck, you're so tight. What's your name?"
"Shh," I say, squeezing my own tits to try and get myself going.
"I'm Teddy,"
he says between thrusts, like I fucking care. He pounds into me like I'm his own personal punching bag, and his cock is his fist. The more he drives into me, the more my body starts to awaken, my inner wanton side ready to play now. Teddy will never get an Omega mate. Betas aren't allowed to mate Omegas. He's not even that good looking, compared to Alphas. But for now, I can mildly enjoy having sex with him. He'll never give me what I need, though. My body is primed and ready for a knot, or 3, or 50. Joking, 50 is unheard of. Knowing my birth control will prevent any of the tiny little beta sperm from sneaking inside one of my eggs and impregnating me is an added bonus to the horrible decision I'm making. Teddy is a means to an end. My end. He doesn't know I'm on birth control. He didn't ask. I can have babies with betas, but any alphas I give birth to would be considered mixed breed, low pack, not royal. Royal.